Statistical methods of safety stock calculation. Statistical methods for determining safety stock levels approach the issue mathematically, using variations in demand or forecast error and the desired level of customer service to determine a range of safety stock. Such methods are most commonly used for items with independent demand. The first step is to calculate the degree to which demand can be expected to fluctuate. This can be done in various ways, such as by calculating the following. Mean absolute deviation, MAD, of actual demand from forecast demand. Standard deviation, SD, of actual demand from average demand. Root mean squared error, RMSE, of actual demand from forecast demand. MAD is easy to calculate but less precise than the other two methods. SD measures the volatility of demand but does not address the reliability of the forecasts themselves. It is a method of calculating the deviation from the mean result, and so is useful in setting safety stocks because it is a measurement of stable versus dynamic demand. RMSE was developed based on SD to account for forecast reliability. Many operations professionals prefer the RMSE method because it acknowledges that evaluating planning and forecasting reliability is a better basis for safety stock analysis than just using variation from the mean, as is the case with SD. After addressing these three methods, a way to translate these calculations into actual safety stock amounts for a given service level is shown. This uses a safety factor table. Calculating safety stock using MAD. Forecast error can be caused by bias or by random variation. When bias is detected, the goal is to eliminate its root cause. A good forecast should lack bias, but will still have some random variation. Assuming that the forecast has minimized bias to the degree possible, the amount of error from random variation will dictate how much safety stock to hold, because this error level expresses the demand variability during the lead time. If there is zero random variation, there would be no need for safety stock. It would mean that the forecast was always right, and there would never be a stockout. Safety stock can be related to error rates. As error rates increase or decrease, the safety stock levels can be recalculated. They may even be set to automatically increase or decrease if forecast error rates are directly linked to the inventory control system. Elsewhere, we calculated MAD for a forecasting technique. Exhibit 6-31 shows the results of that error analysis on a bell curve. One MAD was calculated to be 28 units of a commercial door family, 2 was 56 units, and 3 was 84 units. The example does show some bias, but let's assume that the variation was entirely random. Exhibit 6-31, mean absolute deviation from previous forecast. Note the phrase 50% chance of overstock at the top left in the exhibit. Half of the time, even with no safety stock, there will not be a stockout. There will instead be some amount of overstock. The further one goes to the left, the higher the overstock would be. But the likelihood of this also becomes less and less. If you carry one MAD worth of safety stock, you will add the 50% chance of overstock plus the 30% for holding those extra 28 units to have about an 80% chance of no stockout. Similarly, if you hold 56 units of safety stock, you will raise this to about a 95% chance, and with 84 units of safety stock, you would have sufficient stock about 99% of the time. Given an error rate in MADs, one can then set a specific customer service level for safety stocks instead of relying on these whole numbers of 1, 2, or 3 MADs. How to do this using a safety factor table is addressed just after we cover the other two calculation methods. Calculating safety stock using SD. The degree of variation in a data series is calculated over a certain number of periods and is expressed as a unit of standard deviation. Exhibit 6-32 shows standard deviations over a normal distribution curve. Exhibit 6-32, standard deviations in a normal distribution. Each standard deviation, referred to as a sigma or SD or by the sigma symbol sigma, represents a percentage of the data series. One SD represents all data points within a range of 34.14% to the right and to the left, for a total of 68.27%. This correlates to the chance that an overstock to the left of center or stockout to the right of center will occur. 2SD represents an additional 13.59% in either direction, and a total of 95.45% of all data points. 3SD adds another 2.14% in either direction and accounts for 99.73% of all data points. You can extend this concept by 3 more sigmas in each direction to reach the number of sigmas in the Six Sigma quality-oriented framework. Exhibit 6-33 shows how the standard deviation is calculated. We will break down the steps used to calculate the standard deviation, but in reality, most managers use a spreadsheet function to perform the calculation in a single step. Exhibit 6-33, Calculating Standard Deviation. The example uses a 10-week history of forecast and actual demand for an item. The actual column shows the demand that was actually recorded for the period. These amounts are summed, 10,760, and then divided by the number of weeks, or 10, for an average demand of 1,076. This number is entered in the third column, average, sum of actuals, slash 10. The actual demand minus the average demand is calculated for each week. This is the deviation of each week from the average. For example, in week 1, average demand, 1,076, is subtracted from actual demand, 1,100. 1,100 to 1,076 equals 24. For each week, the deviation is squared. In week 1, the squared actual minus average is 576. The squared deviations are summed. Here the sum of the squared deviations is 246,240. The sum is divided by 1 or 9 to find the average squared deviation. In this example, the average squared deviation is 246,240 divided by 9, or 27,360. Note that we use an 1 in this case rather than alone because we are using only a relatively small sample of all the data that is available. 1 allows for the degree of uncertainty in estimates. If we use the entire body of data or a sample of very significant size, in this example 30 or more weeks of data, then we could say we have a finite population of data and we could divide by n. The square root of the average squared deviation is then calculated. Here the square root of 27,360 is 165 units, rounded down to the nearest whole unit. When we add 1SD of safety stock, 165 units, to the forecast demand of 1,000, we cover 84.14% of all possibilities, 50% to the left of forecast or overstocks, plus 1SD or 34.14% to the right in the direction of the chance of stockout. This will create a total inventory level of 1,165 units. 2SD, 330 units of safety stock, will cover 97.73% of possible demand, and 3SD, 495 units of safety stock, will cover 99.87% of possible demand. How to find the number of safety stock units to hold for a specific service level? An SD combination will be addressed after we discuss the RMSE calculation method. Calculating safety stock using RMSE. The same data used in calculating the standard deviation will be used here to calculate the root mean squared error, except that in this case, we replace the average or mean demand with forecast data. Note how the forecast data shown in Exhibit 6-34 includes some seasonality. Exhibit 6-34. Calculating safety stock with RMSE. Steps in calculating RMSE follow. Calculate the error, which is the difference between forecast and actual demand for a given number of periods. The results are shown in the fourth column, actual forecast. Square each of the errors. The results are shown in the fifth column, actual forecast squared. Sum the squared errors in the fifth column. The sum of the squared errors is 51,275. Calculate the mean of the squared errors. Divide the sum of the squared errors by 1 or, here, 9 for the number of periods. 51,275 divided by 9 equals 5,697. See the standard deviation steps for when to use an 1 versus n. Find the square root of the mean squared error, which is 75 rounded. You will note that this is a significantly different result from the SD approach, but it is based on different input data. The forecast has fewer large errors in part because it adjusts for seasonality. This means that if a forecast has relatively low error rates and bias most of the time, organizations basing their safety stock on forecast error will be able to carry less safety stock while still maintaining targeted customer service levels, setting safety stock for service level. The customer service level can be determined by using a safety factor table, as shown in Exhibit 6-35. One simply selects the desired customer service level from the left column, and then multiplies either the SD or MAD in units by the factor in the appropriate column. Since RMSE is based on SD, it uses the SD safety factor column. Source: www.supplychainchannel.org. For example, the calculations for a customer service level of 90% for each of the three methods is. The MAD example followed our commercial door manufacturer case study, and we assume that the organization needs a 90% certainty that the item will be in stock. The 90% service level factor is 1.60 for the MAD column, and this is multiplied by the MAD of 28 units for a total of 45 units of safety stock. The SD or RSME examples use a different set of data, but we assume that the planner still needs a 90% service level, and finds that this requires a service factor of 1.28 for SD or RSME. The SD of 165 or the RMSE of 75 is multiplied by 1.28. The manufacturer will need safety stock of 211 units using the SD approach or 96 units using the RMSE approach. This shows that the choice of method can be significant. The SD method might be used if the organization is producing to a level schedule and wants to use safety stock to address seasonality, rather than building cycle stock inventory to address the seasonality. Alternatively, SD could be used if there is very little seasonality or if a seasonality was otherwise accounted for, such as by calculating SD separately for each season. The organization could also track each method over time to see which one was proving the most accurate. Note a couple of other things about this table. First, no safety stock is needed to achieve the 50% customer service level due to the overstock probability. Second, the chance of sufficient stock at exactly 3 MADs is actually 99.18% rather than the approximation shown in the bell curve in Exhibit 6-31. The factor is just a fractional number of standard deviations or MADs. A 99.99% service level would require 5 MADs or 140 units of safety stock for the doors example, or 4 SDs or 660 units of safety stock for the other example. Either of these would have a high carrying cost. The service level decision is usually made by management or sales, who have a more complete picture of the strategic importance of customers purchasing this inventory. Note that an aggregate service level can be one overall level, but individual products or SKUs might have different service levels based on the relative importance of the inventory and the need for control at that location. Overall, these service levels should conform to the aggregate customer service goal, but some might be higher and others lower. The organization can set safety stock service levels using the categories of an ABC classification. If the categories are chosen to reflect the dollar volume of the items, the organization will be motivated to achieve high customer service for its items, but this safety stock will be very expensive per unit. Therefore, they set the customer service level very carefully and keep it as low as is reasonable while still achieving the targeted service level. The items can have average safety stock levels. See, items have very low carrying cost, and so they can have a liberal safety stock policy. For C items that are very intermittent in demand, they may want to instead use safety lead time.